been complaining about the laundromat this morning. It's not the first time we've complained about the laundromat on this show, but specifically yelling at people at the laundromat. It probably needs to be done. Something has to happen at the laundromat. Something's got to change, right? Can we keep on living this way at the laundromat? Seriously, what is so wrong with that place? What is it that makes people just so evil?
I don't know. I went to a laundromat once with one of my friends, and because she was doing her laundry, and we didn't even talk while we were there.
To each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
I just thought of that. That is very weird.
It just sucks all the soul right out of you.
Hey, man, I've had that laundromat thing happen to me before.
Where someone comes in and steals your machines?
Oh, yeah. You know, I live like a block away from a laundromat, right, and there's like 40 dryers, but only 8 of them work because everybody breaks them all. Well, the owners don't have any signs there, so you see people putting quarters in machines, having to get them back out, go to the next machine, etc.
Yeah.
Somebody took like 4 loads of my laundry out one day while I was sitting there, too. I wasn't gone. I was just sitting across the laundromat reading a book.
And was it drying or was it done or what?
Yeah, it was drying, man. I just like put the, and they didn't even put new quarters in. They took my stuff out and put their stuff in.
Yeah.
And it was like a 35-year-old guy, right? And I was like 21. So I walked over and I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, "Hey." And he said, "How's it going?" And I said, "Well, it'd be better if my laundry was dry." And he said, "Oh, yeah, can't find a good dryer?" And I said, "No, I did, but it looks like you found it, too." And he got all red in the face and he brought over a cart and took his laundry and he just left, man. He didn't even try to dry it. It was funny.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah,
what the hell is wrong with people?
I know.
Seriously, I lose faith, and like, you know, every once in a while you'll hear like somebody did something evil or wrong or whatever. You overhear somebody talking about something and you're just like, man, sometimes you just lose faith in humanity, and the laundromat is just guaranteed to do it every time. God, I feel so much despair when I go to the laundromat.
I'm telling you, man, that's like where
not cool,
like where the depressed of the world go.
Yeah,
you ever seen people in a laundromat? Nobody's ever happy.
No. No,
everybody always looks like somebody just died and they don't want to be there.
Yeah.
That always happens to me. I walk in the laundromat cheerful and people get mad at me.
Yeah.
Like, why are you happy? I'm not happy.
Yeah. It's a sad, dark place, man.
Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you.
Hey, we appreciate that, man. That's a little bit more obnoxious than what I had to deal with, I guess.
Not a problem. Later.
See ya.
Stooks in the morning.
Can honestly say that a laundromat is hell. I work in one.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh, isn't that awful? I'm so sorry. What happens? How can people's soul leave their body when they go into a laundromat? Do you know?
I have no idea. It's just that dreaded laundry.
I guess.
And dealing with people when it's busy, it's horrible.
When it's busy, it's horrible?
Yeah.
Have you observed any people just murdering anybody or anything?
No, but people don't watch their kids.
Oh, yeah, of course. Now, that makes things even better at the laundromat when the kids are running around. Do you at least have arcade games?
We have a couple, yeah.
Yeah, that helps.
But
Ms. Pac-Man?
But kids can't sit there for 2 hours and play video games either.
Do you have Ms. Pac-Man?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the rule if you have an arcade machine at a laundromat, one of them has to be Ms. Pac-Man? It seems like it.
Seems like it is, because every time our machine the arcade game breaks, they bring us another Pac-Man or Ms. Pac-Man or something. Yeah.
Oh, laundromat lost their arcade game. Okay, get another Ms. Pac-Man out. That's great. My grandma had a Ms. Pac-Man machine, so I got to play that growing up a lot.
Sweet.
For free. Free play.
Wow.
I know. Most grandmas would have charged you.
But
not my grandma. Not my grandma.